Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive and speak to Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Hi, this is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, and I know you will not believe where I am right now. I am out here at the Radius Around the World Church, and they're doing a community event. And this is Voice for Veterans and all the other people in the community. We want to thank you for everything that you do. And I'm going to put this lady on and let her explain to you why this is important in this community. Hello?
Hello. This is Haley, and I'm going to put you on with Kirsten. Hello? Hello? Well, I don't think I can hear you. All right. Okay. Here
you go. Well, that's just one of them. And I'll tell you something. When you're out here doing this community service and you think about your veterans, you want to know why all churches aren't doing this. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, we're getting ready to inspire more of the community by telling them what this community is doing. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in right now. And don't forget, this is a part of the Veteran Nation. And what we mean by Veteran Nation, everybody's included. No longer do we want to lead the veterans up to just the VA. No longer do we want to lead that ball of wax on a candle that's still burning and going to eventually run out. What we want the whole community to do is to get involved with the Veteran Nation. And I'm sitting here right now in front of Radius Church downtown St. Petersburg, and there's several different organizations out here helping out, supporting our veterans and supporting all of those in the community who may not be able to do what we do, who may not be able to take on all the other responsibilities that come with doing what we do. So what we're doing is we're telling everybody right now to pay attention, spend more time paying attention, spend much more time paying attention, because we have several other people that we got to talk to. And I got Ben right in front of me. Now, Ben is one of the guys who's got a lovely wife down here. They can't see my haircut, but it's okay. I got a haircut, and again, we're down here at Radius Church, and I want Ben to tell us a little bit more why they're dedicated to doing these kinds of things in the community.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Ben. I'm over in Radius Church. We're over on the corner of 13th and 1st, doing a large homeless outreach here. Got showered and empowered out here. Got showered and empowered out here, getting haircuts. Got a bunch of clothes donations, health department out here. The blood truck. Tons of different opportunities out here to get people cleaned and fed. Oh, quite a bit. How many would you say we've fed so far, buddy?
50 or 60.
Probably 50 or 60 we've fed here so far. Probably about 150 here total. So going on today from 9 to 1 o'clock. This event, we do this event a couple times a year. Of course, we feed the homeless here before church every Sunday morning around 8:30, same location. Brian, what is the address here? 165 13th Street South. All right, thank you.
Well, that's one of the guys who's doing the good work around here, and we wanted to say thank you to him. I appreciate you, Ben, for coming on and letting people know exactly why this is important. Out of all the places I've been in my life, I always appreciate it when I run into one of the locations that are really doing what they say they're going to do. Too many churches out here who just spread the message, but are not carrying the ball. So I'm going to go ahead and talk to some of the other vendors who actually showed up out here to make sure that they would be able to help somebody and make sure that they would make a difference and to make sure that they could do what they do and do it happily. I'm going to go get an ear test from one of these people as soon as they let me get an ear test. But I'm looking around. They have the Big Red Bus. They have Sotoma, which is a hearing van that now gives you test your hearing. They have the Hillsborough and the Pinellas, of course, van that passes out all the information when it comes to taking care of yourself. Yeah, they got the prophylactics, and they got all the stuff for AIDS, and they got everything right here. So we want to say thank you to all of these people who have come out on their own, no problems, doing what they can to support the community, because they take care of all of us. Good. And I ran into one of my boys standing out here looking like he got some sense in the daytime. I'm going to get up off my scooter for a minute, and I'm going to walk over here and speak to one of these ladies who are down here doing this kind of stuff. Of course, this is Keith, the boss of the beach, and we're broadcasting live right here at 96.7 FM, and I got a lady looking at me right now that's going to tell you why she's here. Hello.
Hello. Hi there. Judy Anderson here from Pinellas County Human Services and trying to help the community get enrolled in our healthcare program. Healthcare for the homeless and healthcare for people in the community.
Well, you know you're in the right place when they talk about people who just need. We have to live in a generation that's really all about the want. But the truth is, God's word is about the need. We need to learn not to want so much, but to help those in need. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me. I'm going to the next booth. All righty. Yes, indeed. Daystar. Where's Daystar? Oh, my favorite place on the planet. Where? How's the garden doing out there?
Beautiful.
See, there, I know what I'm talking about. She didn't believe me. I'm getting ready to put the ladies from Daystar on the phone, and they got a bunch of beautiful kids out here because Daystar starts with the children. Lady,
yes, sir.
Tell them hello. Tell them your name.
Hello. My name is Maria Ortiz from Daystar Life Center, and we would love to see anyone come out. We have a food pantry, clothing closet. We also assist financially with utilities and rent. Give us a call, 727-825-0442, 727-825-0442. Thank you for all that you do in the community, and we would love to see anyone come out that needs any type of assistance, 727-825-0442. Thank you, and have a good day. We are planting greens now. We're in green season, so come see us soon for those collards and those mustards.
Well, you heard it first right here, and that's Daystar. I have been to Daystar more than once, and I'll tell you something. They are a Daystar. Now, they're no longer downtown. They're out on another street on 28th. They're on 28th. She got the address right here. So if you all ever are in need, and I'm telling veterans, I'm telling regular people, I'm telling children, I'm telling the families, if you're in need, start at Daystar. And I want to thank you for taking time.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Well, I'm off to the next booth. Tim, this is a blessing. I'm going to do is take a quick break, and I'm going to have two call-ins call in right now. One is going to be our friend, Morris Roberts, who's giving us a theme song called Get In Where You Fit In. Morris Roberts is Get In Where You Fit In. That is a new theme song. And again, that is for all of our veteran people. So we want you to know, if you're in the veteran nation, you need to get in where you fit in. Stop worrying about the rest of it. It'll work on its own. The blessings are here. And I am walking up to, wait a minute, I see some people with a big sign on their chest. All right. Hold on. I got two of them in front of me. My name is Keith, the boss of the beach, and this is live on 96.7 FM, and this is Voice for Everybody right now. And they pointed to the lady who's going to talk. What you do here? She's with CASA. She's going to tell them why CASA is standing out of support in this community. Well, here she is.
Hello, hi, how are you doing?
Hey, nobody.
Hello?
Tell me what you do.
Hi, my name is Macy. I work with CASA. CASA is a domestic violence outreach program. We provide services for survivors of domestic violence, which can range from legal assistance, counseling services. We have a shelter, which provides safe emergency housing for survivors of domestic violence. Anything and everything that a survivor may need, we have a route that we try and provide them services to. We are in downtown St. Petersburg, our outreach department. For people in the community that are seeking services, they can come in and be connected with an advocate. It's at 1011 First Avenue North, St. Petersburg, Florida, 33705, and we are open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are currently the fifth, Pinellas County is fifth in the state in terms of how many domestic disputes that we have each year. So Pinellas County has a pretty high amount of domestic violence incidents. And what our mission is at CASA is to lessen that and to provide survivors with safe resources and to, provide a safer Pinellas County. Thank you very much. Do you want me to give you back to the gentleman? All right, thank you.
They're ready for you.
You still there? Okay. Take a break. I'll be right back.
Have you ever met someone that you were so in love with and you want to fit in everything that they do? And I believe I met someone, lady, and that's why I want to fit with you. That's why I'm going to get in with you, babe. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? I want to fit right there with you. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? I want to fit right there with you. You're such a sophisticated lady with your dressing, smiling face, and positive professional attitude. That's what you carry with you. That's why I'm gonna fit with you and everything that you try to do. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? Get in. I'm gonna fit right there with you. Where you fit in, baby? I want to fit right there with you. Like meeting all your family members and your friends, attending a family reunion or two, going shopping, maybe taking in a movie or two, holding hands when you're walking in the park, watching the birds like most lovers do. Baby, I wanna fit right there with you. Get in. Will you fit in, baby? I wanna fit right there with you. Well, such a feeling being right here next to you. I like the way you hold me, baby. Oh, I like that special thing that you do. You make me scream out your name. I say, I'm gonna get in. Will you fit in, baby? I wanna fit right there with you. I'm gonna fit with you, baby. I wanna fit right there with you. And I wanna do everything that you wanna do. I know you like going to fashion and sporting events. I'm gonna fit right there too. I know you like to go dancing, lady. I'm gonna try, I'm gonna try to do all the line dances that you do. If you wanna step with me right now, get in, I want you to get in. Will you fit in, baby? I wanna step right there, step right there, be next to you. I love the way you carry yourself, such a lady in everything that you do. And I just wanna fit right there with you, baby. Been a long time coming, but I knew you was coming my way. I wanna fit with you in everything you do.
All righty, I just want to say hello to all of my fans and friends out there who believe in veteranization. And we call it the Veterans Nation. And we know we have AMVETS. We have American Legion. We have Wounded Warriors. And we have all the other VSOs who are out there supporting veteranization. And I want to thank them. Recently, I got involved in a church called Radius Church. And this weekend was one of the weekends when they hold their big event where they take care of everybody in the community. And a lot of the local vendors are here doing just that. On the way, I'm going to let Mara say hello to everybody, and then we'll talk to Satoma. Mara?
Hello, this is Marvelous Mo Morris. How can I help you? Good morning. Good morning.
And good afternoon, good day, good anytime. Get in where you fit in. Talk to him, Morris.
Get in where you fit in. That's one of my favorite songs. It tells a story about how when you're involved in a situation and a nonprofit organization, whatever, you want to get in where you fit in. And I support vets, and I thank you all so much for adopting my song. Get in where you fit in, because that's what we're all doing, getting in where we fit in.
Well, we appreciate it. Mars, tell them where you were stationed.
Oh, well, I was stationed at, I went through Paris, South Carolina. I was in the Marines. Went to Camp Lejeune, Camp Pendleton, Camp Hansen, Okinawa, Japan. Then my father went into the Army National Guard, and I was at a lot of different places throughout deployments for the Georgia Army National Guard. I support our military. I served my country for 4 decades. Off and on, and you know, I love America. It's a great country, and it's a great veteran organization. You know, I tell people I belong to the biggest frat in the world. They said, "What's that?" I said, "The Armed Forces of America."
Armed Forces of America. Well, you heard it right here. This is Marvelous Mo Morris, the guy who is actually is my son's godfather. So we go way back.
Yeah, we go way back. Don't tell them how old we are, Keith.
We won't tell how old we are. We're young enough to remember and old enough to understand.
Well, Keith, what we've been doing the last 2 weeks, man, we're working on the band. So,
okay.
I got a band, fantastic band. So, you guys get together, a date. I want to come to a city town near you.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and set you up somewhere around November 11 when we get close to our Veterans Day and see if we can bring you down here in paradise. Because it's going to be cold up there. It's going to be warm down here. Well, you know that I'm... Go ahead, Marsh.
I look so very forward to doing that. My band members, too, we ready to hit the road because the pandemic had all us tied up for a couple of years almost. And so, you know, we had that one song, Specified Woman, that we had 131 radio station playing it during the pandemic and couldn't go on tour. But now we got Get In Where You Fit In.
Get In Where You Fit In, and I'm going to tell you, stay tuned. We got a whole lot more information to come. And I want to thank Marsh for coming on the line. And we're going to take a short, I'm not even going to take a break. Marsh, you enjoy the rest of your day. I got a gentleman standing in front of me from Satoma Speech and Hearing Foundation of Florida. And I want him to say hello to everybody and let him know why he's out here supporting the community. Hold on. Here he is.
Hello, I'm Nicholas with the Satoma Speech and Hearing Foundation. We're here serving our community in Pinellas County today at the Radius Church Open Arms event.
Well, I hope you got all of that, Tim. Okay, good. Well, I'm getting ready to walk over here to the Big Red Bus. The Big Red Bus, I have donated, and they keep sending me notices, but I never know when they're going to be around. So I have figured out that I might as well see somebody today.
Are you on with the Big Ben?
Huh? Well, I'm live right here, and I'm standing at a booth with somebody who's talking about vaccinations. And I know some of y'all may not have them, but you better go get them. Please tell them why you're here, sir.
No. We're here for vaccination. From the Department of Health.
He's from the Department of Health.
COVID vaccine.
Oh, COVID vaccine. Okay, I'll move on. I got all mine. Done. That was the COVID vaccine. I was really trying to catch the people at the Big Red Bus. Uh-oh, we got the right people right now. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. He's with AA. I went to AA 3 times. And guess what? It works. Okay? It works. AA is still one of the real places that you can go if you have any problem with substance abuse. Let's start at the beginning. AA. Hold on. Say hello.
Hey, how are you? My name is Alan. I'm from Alcoholics Anonymous. Well, Alcoholics Anonymous is for people with the desire to stop drinking. It's a solution-based program. And AA actually changed my life. It's a real big problem here in the county. We have about 750 meetings in Pinellas County and about 215 home groups. So we have lots of alcoholics here in Pinellas County. They contact us through the helpline. We have a helpline number, which is 727-530-0415, and that's a 24-hour number. Yes, the office is Pinellas County Intergroup. It's located at 12300 Seminole Boulevard in Largo, Florida, suite number 2. Zip code is 33778. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday.
All right, you heard it right here. We want to thank that gentleman for taking a little bit of time and explaining to you why AA still matters in all of the substance abuse stuff that's going on the planet. AA still is a foundation. You can try some of the new stuff, but if you really want to get some of the old stuff down, start with AA. And I'm telling this to all my veterans who drink. We know why you drink, and we know what it was about. I just walked over to this lady here is talking to another person. I was really trying to find somebody at the Big Red Bus, but I don't see anybody in there. So I got to go back and get my hearing test. Before I get that far, I'm going to take one moment and say hello. Let's see. He's got a Levi's shirt on, but I don't think that's Levi's. Strauss. We're standing at a booth. And we're trying to figure out what they're doing here. But I know one thing, they're passing out gloves. They're taking information. I'm going to take some pictures and send back to the studio. If you go to the website, you'll have pictures of today's event. Please, next time you get a chance to come do something in the community, look out for a place called Radius Church. They do it all the time. And they do it on a regular basis. They got NA here, and they got homeless. They even got insurance for homeless people. I don't know what that's about, but I've got to figure that out. I'm going to go over to my last interview real quickly here and see what we can do to make sure that everybody knows that this is always available. Leadership for Pinellas County. And then the last three ladies I'm going to interview right now standing in front of me. And I'm going to say, Janice Joplin. All right, she got a Janice Joplin shirt on, so she's all right with me. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and this is Voice for Veterans and all of those within the community in the Tampa Bay area throughout Florida. We're here to help, no matter who you are. And I want one of these ladies to say hello and tell us and you all why they are here.
Hello there. My name is Nancy, and I support the girls, and we are in Tampa, St. Pete, Pasco, and we provide hygiene products and bras and underwear and makeup for girls and women who may need them, or in distress or impoverished, like in group homes or recently released from incarceration, domestic abuse survivors, sexual assault survivors, anyone who comes to us and needs anything, we do everything in our power to get it for them. Thank you.
And make her here while that shirt's.
Well, you heard it, T. Yes, sir. All right, then we got enough music to go on behind this, and I just want to thank everybody for taking time and coming out to this event, and I'm going to be running this show more than once just so to make sure people understand that there is work in the community, and you do have to find it. But we're here to let you know where it is anytime, rain or shine. And in Florida, we say rain and shine because it might be raining on one side and shining on the other. Uh-oh, they're passing out ladies' stuff. I better move on. We're going to continue to support Crisis Line anyway, anytime, rain or shine. And we want to thank everybody who showed up. And I'm going to take a picture of them, whether they participate or not, and just tell everybody on the website, these are the people at Crisis Line. But I'm moving over to one other place that I'm dealing with. And this is a food truck. Because food makes tomorrow possible. We're empowering through food. I was raised in a religion that we were raised vegetarian. So I do understand that concept. And because they have a food service now that looks for that kind of information, I want to let everybody know that Feeding Pinellas is one of those organizations that are standing up to do what they can. And that is make an impact. Contributions. Shower products, meals for single family mothers, counseling sessions, how to give. Either you can do it through a visit, through contact, or become a volunteer. So we want to thank everybody for participating, and especially all of our friends down here at Radius Church with the Shower for Empower that they do every couple of months. That means they bring out a truck and they hit the homeless people or the veterans who need a fresh shower. Coming off the street, they can come over here and get a shower. So we want to say thank you for the people who are doing Shower for Empower, because I know that that's something. Cleanliness, of course, is always next to godliness. And we're going to say thank you to all of those people. And I'm walking over here to see the Showered and Empowered, 813-575-2057. And they're going to say hello and thank everybody. They even got some masks out here. Say hello and tell them why you're here.
Hi, I'm Corey, and we're here with Showered and Empowered, giving free showers to those in need.
See what I'm talking about? This is real. This is not something that you talk about. It's something that you hear. Hope you heard it here right now. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to us today. We're out here in the field, and don't forget, on October 29, check us out. We're going to have a big event that's going to support a lot of people with our daytime TV people. Thank you so much. Keep the boss of the beach. And, of course, thank you, the listeners. Thank you, the radio. I am a radio advocate. Over and out. With a shout. Voice for better.
Inside the Sunshine Radio 96.7, Saturday mornings. This is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.